This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back at Wachusett Mountain for a snow show, one last snow show, because spring is here and we got to turn our attention in a month and a half or so to road shows. But I want to thank, certainly want to thank the Crowley family, Jeff, Carolyn, the entire family. They have been so great hosting us out here, and they've been great hosting me and radio programs for some reason for a long, long time.
They're so nice.
They are the best.
Yeah.
And they hook Wiggy up. Wiggy loves the Polar products.
Right.
So, what is that you drink every
This
morning?
Is like their Polar.
They're frosted?
Yeah, their
Polar Frost.
It's the black raspberry.
Yeah.
With Ciroc?
No. and it like gives me the kind of that soda taste without having to drink actual soda. And now that I know,
have you ever had the orange dry? That's what they're known for, the orange dry.
No, I know, I gotta try
you
one
would
of
love
those
it. You would
and
love
now
it.
That I know where it is, like, because my kids go to UMass and we're always coming up you know, Route 2, and I didn't realize it was like right off of Route 2. I was like,
stop in and stock up.
I had no idea. I was like, you know, we'll come we like to do the things you get on the tubing. We do the tubing, we don't do the skiing. But I thought Wachusett's, I was like, where's Wachusett's, Massachusetts? I had no clue and did not realize that it was like literally right here.
First time in the country for these two. Wiggy thought Wachusett was a town, and Courtney doesn't like that there's no streetlights.
That's dangerous.
It's not dangerous.
Yeah, it was.
These people drive every day.
I was like squinting like an old lady with my –
I think they do just fine. Yeah. So we're going to have Wick Grosbeck on the show in about an hour, 8:20, and we'll talk all things Celtic Sale with Wick coming up. This is A. A, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Thank you guys for having me on. You guys are amazing, and your takes are really interesting. But I'm very surprised by Wiggy's comments a few moments ago about the Celtics. They're such a staple and institution in the city. They should not leave. They should not change their name. Mm-hmm. I think that would be blasphemous. Mm-hmm. They are centrally located. If you can make it to Fenway, you can make it to the Garden. I think it's synonymous with the Celtics. And I just think it would change the whole profile and culture of the basketball here. Keep it in Boston. Thank you.
I would agree.
Yeah, I wouldn't change the name. I would not change the name.
Well,
but Chicago Bears are getting ready to build a new stadium like 30 minutes outside of Chicago. So I don't.
And if it's up to you as a fan, you, Greg, Courtney, everybody, would you rather your team be competitive at the top of the league and play outside of Boston, or have to sell off players and remain in Boston?
Yes, obviously be competitive and
well,
play outside.
I mean, if you can't do, I would prefer they do both. I would prefer that they are competitive and play in Boston, which they've been able to do. This group has been able to do for quite some time.
But once these bills came due, they sold.
Yeah, right.
And I love them. I love Wick. No judgment. I'm just saying that we celebrated the Patriots building CMGI before it became Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
Because they weren't in Hartford. They parlayed that to say, okay, we'll do this here in Foxborough because it was at least close to Boston. I fear that the fact that there's what Rob Hale said to us and what the reporting was last night are polar opposites. Polar. I feel like there's only one way you could actually say, I know I'm building something, and it's not within the city limits because it's impossible.
Right.
It's going to be a how long do you think it'll be if they build it in Boston before it's done?
10 years.
At a bare minimum.
The problem becomes permits, and you have to tell me where it is. It took them 170 permits to hold a winter classic at Fenway Park.
Right.
How long do you think it's going to take
right.
to get the permits to build a new stadium?
You guys, the but crafts who give so much money are so in the community, who have their money in everything, can't get a soccer stadium built in Everett.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that Michelle Wu or the powers that be are going to just meet this new guy and say, yeah, sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, it might not be, but that's the point. He might have to go elsewhere to a town.
But I'm right. talking about Everett.
Like, yeah, but Braintree, maybe.
Yeah, wherever it is, right? Everett, I understand what you're saying about Everett.
What about Fitchburg, right up the road
it
here?
It could be in Fitchburg.
Yeah.
But remember,
Harris of Central Mass.
But remember, Courtney, with Everett and places like that, it's all about greasing the right palms. That's what holds these things up. People want money. That's what held up the casino.
Yeah, people are complaining that Chisholm doesn't have enough money, even
right.
though it's worth $7 billion.
Right, that's why he might even have to go a little bit further and find a place that's, you know, taxpayers are willing to spend a little bit of money.
There's a lot to like about Lowell.
We are.
There you go.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there is.
Shime could walk to the arena by saying that he would drive and then walk.
No, I'd walk.
All right. Well, we will, when we get to They Said It in about 10 minutes, we will hear from the next owner of the Boston Celtics and what he said he would be willing to spend when it comes to players. And I think certainly that's one of the questions is you got a couple guys on max deals. You got a $500 million luxury tax bill that you're going to have to pay pretty quick. So what is he going to be willing to do? Does he have enough money? All of that. We will hear from him coming up at 7:20 during They Said It. Real quick, my lead. One of Curtis's fellow weather smokes is in deep doo-doo for what he said about the highlight of this week for Courtney, and that was the return of the astronauts.
Splashdown.
Who had been stuck in space for 9 months. Pete Bouchard.
Oh, man.
Fellow weather smoke, Curtis.
The worst.
Over there on NBC 10. Where does he rank when it comes to your arch enemy, Weather Smokes? It's Reiner first, and then
people I will even entertain are Bruce Schwegler, God rest his soul, and Jeremy Reiner.
Okay,
everybody else sucks.
Pete Bouchard this week suggested that dramatic splashdown, which Courtney was riveted to, looked like it had been created by AI.
It did look like that.
In fact, if you're watching this show on Twitch or YouTube, you are seeing it now. I'm assuming it was a drone. It does look, Shime, you would know better than I, it looks somewhat video game-like.
Right.
Yes, very much so.
They are suggesting that the random pod of dolphins that showed up, what are the odds that a random pod of dolphins would show up at the exact time?
Right.
I mean, there are some who believe, I don't know where Kyrie Irving's thinking about it, but that the moon landing was fake.
Okay.
Maybe Pete Bouchard is correct about this. I don't know.
I find it strange that a meteorologist would be.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saying this. Well, like, if you think the world's flat, you're in the wrong field, buddy. Yeah.
Well, that is interesting that the Dolphins were there. Well, it was perfect.
It was more the way that the parachutes kind of collided down to the water. It was so picturesque. I mean, I went and made sure it wasn't a deep fake. When I watched it happen in real time, I was
maybe
like, this
was
too good.
Maybe it was.
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe those astronauts were never up there.
Well, I think we'll see these astronauts, Sue, big time.
Sue?
Sue?
Of course.
What?
Sue?
What?
Of course.
What are they so
the, oh, my
Sue
God.
For what?
They have to, like, relearn how to walk and how to...
Oh, I thought you meant Sue P. Bouchard.
Oh, not P. Bouchard. No, I think they're going to sue NASA.
They're not going to sue NASA.
Yes, I bet they will. And they should. And they should. 9 months of their lives taken away from them while they've been up there.
You don't just run around suing everyone.
Yeah, you do. Do you live in America?
Courtney, I'm sure they signed a document before going into space that said, I know I may die.
No. Telling you, yes. There is going
signing,
to be a lawsuit.
Mind signing the space waiver?
Right. No, there's like, going to be a lawsuit.
I think they understood the risk involved.
Right.
No.
Ken has everybody sign six waivers before they come into
the show. There is going to be a lawsuit, and you guys will all laugh, and then in a month what happens, they're like, good for them.
But
that's what you're all going to say.
What's
good
the
for
lawsuit?
Them. That they got stuck up there.
Hot at a job.
And there's some people, I don't want to get political, but some people are saying that the last administration kept them up there.
Oh, really?
Kurt Spiracy over here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll hop on board, Jen Psaki. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So you think it was real, though?
Yeah, I think
you don't
real.
Think Pete Bouchard is right?
Yeah, I mean, I had the Euro model watching it live. Yeah, and it definitely was real.
Okay. It looks pretty perfect. So,
those are our leads this morning. We are going to get to They Said It coming up next. And that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Right now, Courtney from Wachusett Mountain with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins fall to the Golden Knights out west. 5-1 was the final. Morgan Geeky had the goal in this one, while Jeremy Swayman had 27 saves in the loss. The Red Sox fell to the Twins 2-1. Tonight they have the Pirates at JetBlue. First pitch is at 6:05. You can listen to that matchup right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Celtics have the Jazz tonight in Utah. Tip is at 9:30. Jaylen Brown and Xavier Tillman are both listed as out for this one. And we talked about the sale of the Celtics yesterday and speculated about how much they sold for. Reports now are that Bill Chisholm bought the team for $6.1 billion.
Everything happens at the end of our show.
Yeah.
Everything.
First day of the first round of March Madness, and we got our first big upset as 5-seed Clemson fell to 12-seed McNeese State. Final score of that one, 69-67 With that win, only 1.4 million perfect brackets remain out of the 24 million. We've got more games today. After Yale lost to Texas A&M yesterday, we get the rest of the New England teams in action tonight as UConn taking on Oklahoma at 9:25, Bryant taking on Michigan State at 10, and the Lady Stags from Fairfield also in action taking on Kansas State today at 2:30. You can listen to all the action starting at noon today on EEI AM. And when it comes to the Hockey East, a hell of a game out of Maine, who defeated Northeastern in double OT of the semis. They'll face off with UConn for the championship. Puck drop is at 7:30. You can listen to that one on the Odyssey app. Cooper Boardman and Jimmy Connolly are on the call. And that was brought to you by Shaw's for the love of a mouth-watering tender roast. Hurry to Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, beef eye of round roast or bottom round roast is just $3.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 44 degrees, feels like 39. Rain for another hour or so, and then nice tomorrow, mid-50s in Boston.
Well, we are at Wachusett Mountain, and it is a snow show. Thanks to you guys for being out here this morning. We appreciate that. Quick tease for Monday. Monday, new intro day, Sean. We're going to try a new intro.
Yes, sir. We're going to give it a shot.
I'm willing to go away from it if nobody likes it, but we're going to give it a try on Monday. So we'll do that a couple times Monday morning, and we will be back with They Said It coming up next.